It's time to talk with Tom Skilling, our Tuesdays with Tom segment, sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. Hello, Tom. Happy first day of June. Happy meteorological summer, too. I guess you celebrate that over there in the weather office.
Yeah, it's a regular twofer around here. You know, it's too bad, Anna. We were looking for you for our meteorological summer celebration, which we started midnight last night, but I know you're probably tied up. Probably busy. So
I was monitoring Springfield because those guys were awfully busy. And Tom, that makes me super nervous when lots of things are going on at midnight in Springfield. So I had that going on, but I hope you ushered in the occasion in a good spirits.
Yes, yeah, nice to see the sun today, isn't it, Anna? Mm-hmm. I hope you had a good Memorial Day weekend.
I did. You know, I got to see my mom, my two sisters, their kids. We got all the cousins together, and I got to tell you, Tom, it felt like old times. It just really did. I don't know about you. How about you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you, it was a nice, quiet weekend, and but a good one. You know, last weekend we turned on Buckingham Fountain. I was there for that, which is always a lot of fun. So this week it was kind of good to have it, you know, unscheduled. You know, just have the schedule to myself. And it was really nice. I wish it had been a little warmer. That's all. Mm-hmm. I looked out on the beaches here, and there were folks there, but could have been a lot warmer, that's for sure.
Well, that's the thing. If you all those people at your Memorial Day barbecue or cookout who are saying, gosh, I wish it'd be really hot or warm, they're going to get their wish, it sounds like, Tom, because I'm looking at your forecast here, and it sounds like some pretty hot temperatures are heading our way.
Yeah, this coming weekend will be anywhere from 25 to 30 degrees on average, warmer than last weekend. And, you know, Memorial Day, we had a high yesterday of 70. That's the coolest Memorial Day around here since 2012. And there have been five Memorial Days since the turn of the century, 2000, arrived, that have been below 70 degrees. So we were the sixth coolest of those, 21 Memorial Days. But, yeah, the weekend we've got coming up, we'll be flirting with 90 degrees. We'll get humidity in here. It'll actually feel like summer. And if I were a betting man, I would guess, Anna, that the beaches are going to be packed this weekend. So even though the water is pretty chilly yet, it's still in the mid to upper 50s. So you wouldn't want to spend a lot of time in there. But we'll start working at chipping away at that chilly water temperature, which will be nice.
Yeah, it should be. You know, it's funny you say that because I always talked about throughout the pandemic that I wished our beaches had been open. And I understand health reasons why we didn't want people to gather. I just felt like all along we could have cracked down on the offenders but kept the beaches open so that people had just a place to go, because there's something psychological about being outdoors, seeing the water, being on our beautiful public beaches that are there preserved for everybody, our public. That I just thought that was something that should have been open. So Steve Bertrand, who hosts Chicago's Afternoon News here on GN, sent me a bunch of pictures all weekend to show me, Anna, there's nobody at the beach. There's nobody. Look, there's a people here in their parkas. They're hanging out in their, like, you know, their puffy coats and stuff.
I know. And you know, we had veritable gale force winds on Saturday, so that kept the Mariners in port pretty much. But they calmed down, and I noticed that we had a fair number of Mariners out there. And you know, Anna, you're right about this return to normal. When we had that 88-degree day, this beach down here, I'm up by the north end of Lakeshore Drive, up by Kathy Osterman Beach here in the Edgewater neighborhood.
Sure.
And I tell you, it was packed. I mean, absolutely packed. I haven't seen anything like that in years. And that's what I suspect we'll see this weekend again, so with the warm weather coming. You know, all the indicators, Anna, point toward a warm summer, perhaps even outright hot at times. So I still think we're on track for that. The spring, we concluded, was the seventh warmest of the past 150 years. So even though it seemed like it's been cool, fact is we were in the top tier of warmest springs around here. We are also very dry. This is the third driest spring, and that's very concerning. We're in a state of severe drought, the recent rains notwithstanding, over the northern half of the Chicago area. And I was looking at, you know, rainfalls today. Waukegan's only had 30% of its normal rain for spring. That's the period since March. O'Hare's at 35%. Midway, a little more, 54%. But Aurora, half the normal rain. The only site in this area that has normal rainfall going is Valparaiso in northwest Indiana. And I suspect if we had rain numbers a little south of here, folks there have done all right. They picked up a couple of rains. But when you look back since the beginning of the year, even those areas, despite recent rains, are going to dry out fast in the high evaporation rates of summer. So I think we have an issue here with this dry weather developing. It's not obvious now, but it will become more so. Nonetheless, it's going to get warmer, and that's good.
Yeah, I mean, it is. Right. It's going to feel awfully summer-like, it sounds like. Yeah. And then that's, I enjoy that. I do enjoy that, especially on the weekends. It's nice to be able to, you know, enjoy the beach, enjoy some of the warm weather activities. May get too hot for some, though, because I noticed you posted this on your weather blog and all the people who were like, hey, Memorial Day weekend, wishing it were a little warmer. There were some after you posted on your Facebook page, I guess it is, that said, telling what the temperatures are looking like for the 10-day. And they're like, well, wait a minute, too much orange on that map, Tom. The people are not happy now.
Well, I'll tell you, and I see, I'm kind of a cool weather person, too, so I can identify with folks who say that's warm. We always have a back and forth in the weather office. Bill Snyder, my producer, loves the heat. He's down in Phoenix now, so he's very happy, and he thinks I'm crazy going up to Alaska. I kid him about the scorpions and rattlesnakes down there in Arizona, and he said, well, it beats going up and watching a glacier melt in Alaska. But, see, I kind of like the cooler weather, so I can identify with folks there who feel that way. But on the other hand, you know, we only have a couple months where we can really get into the summer weather, so I understand those folks too, folks who like it hot, saying, hey, we're missing valuable time here where we could be out swimming and doing things outdoors. So, you know, different strokes for different folks, and never more so than in the weather, Anna. That's
true.
All have our preferences, you know.
Well, what is it about little kids that they love the extremes no matter what? They're like, bring on the snow, the cold, we want it, let the hot. My daughter's so excited after I told her about what you got predicted here in the forest. She's, oh, my God, 90, great, that's so awesome.
Anna, they think about taking a dip in the pool and in the wintertime, time off and snowstorms, you know, schools closing. So,
true.
Yeah, I remember how we used to huddle around the radio and we listened to for the school closings and all in the wintertime,
sure,
hoping to get a snow day, you know. And then the summer, you were frustrated you couldn't go swimming when it was too cool. And so you're right. You know, young people, I think, do like,
That's
more inclined toward the extremes than we older folks.
Right. They think of the activities and stuff, and we think of the oh, my gosh, I'm going to need a fan. I'm going to be hot. I got to get cold water. I mean, I don't know. It just, that's how it happens with age, I guess. I am looking forward to those temperatures, though. And I want to just we have to pause to check traffic here, Tom. But I do want to ask you about something, because there's something coming out, and it's the bugs. They say the flies are everywhere, more than usual, in fact, in some areas across Chicago. And I want to ask you about that, because sometimes it's weather related, but they think it may also be pandemic related. So we'll circle back with Tom Skilling. Back with Tom Skilling here. Mentioned before we broke there, Tom, that lots of bugs, lots of flies in particular, people reported across the Chicago area. Mostly flies at like Memorial Day picnics and stuff. And I guess normally they say that, you know, some of that can be rain related, that brings out the bugs, particularly mosquitoes, I suppose. But you said we weren't getting the rain. So some of the other things that they're saying is that our pandemic sort of quarantine lifestyle has changed things, because we're composting more, doing a lot more outdoor gardening was one of the reasons these bug experts in the Tribune. Yeah, isn't that interesting? And the other thing is, they said cooking at home, we're doing that more too. And so that's creating bigger garbage loads out in the alleys, and the bugs and the flies just love that. They're thriving. They're happy.
Isn't that something, Anna, how interrelated the whole thing is? That's fascinating. You know more about that than I do. I find that very, very interesting. It's going to be interesting to see. You know, with drier weather, you would think that would keep the mosquito populations a little bit under control, although it's not totally dry everywhere. So it's going to be interesting to see what the bug folks have to say about that as we go on. But how interesting. It all makes sense, Anna. It really does.
It does.
All time.
Yeah, no, and you said Valparaiso is the only place that's about normal right now in terms of our rainfall. That's so interesting.
Isn't it interesting? It really is. I've been hearing from farmers in the northern sections of our area, and gardeners, you know, folks who love the garden, they're concerned about the dryness. On the other hand, down south, you go down toward Joliet and south to Morris and areas like Rensselaer, areas like that, and, you know, they've had some pretty healthy rains. But I think in a way that kind of masks underlying dryness that will become evident if we warm up and dry out, as it looks like we're going to. You know, if you look ahead the next 7 days, precipitation is nothing to write home about. We have these little hit and miss scattered typical summer showers or thunderstorms, a couple of days of the next seven, but they're not going to affect much of the area. So we've got very subpar precipitation coming. And the 30-day outlook is for temperatures to average above normal in June. And in fact, that's the outlook for the summer, that it'll be a warmer than average summer. We were looking at a couple of years that followed these warm springs, like the one where we've just come through. And each of them has had more than 30 90-degree days. We normally get about 20, 21. And so there are preliminary indications we're going to see more 90-degree days this year than we've seen in many years past, given the if the spring is any indication. Mm-hmm. There's a tendency towards something called persistence. And that's where when you establish a weather trend over a season, very often it spills into the season that follows. And so it's kind of a starting point for long-range forecasters. They look at what the trend has been, and they extrapolate it into the next season, unless there's some compelling reason not to. And compelling reasons not to would be if you had a wet spring and you had the soils wet. That tends to dampen down warming during the summer months, because when you warm up over wet soil, clouds form, precipitation forms, that mixes down cooler air and blocks the sunlight, and so you tend to be cooler. We don't have that going this year. We're running dry, and that's another factor that supports the notion that we're going to see some hot weather this summer, perhaps more than usual.
Interesting to hear that. I know you've been predicting that for quite some time, maybe a warmer than normal summer, and it certainly seems like we're taking a turn here even this week, Tom. When are we really going to start to feel the heat? When does it get nice and hot around here?
Well, I'll tell you, we'll do it in stages here, Anna. Tomorrow we go to 82. That's not hot. We'll be up to, actually, 79 tomorrow, 82 on Thursday. Friday we get up to 87. Then we go up to 90 Saturday, Sunday, and maybe even low 90s Monday, Tuesday. And you look out beyond that, the modeling that's done develops this big warm air dome that pushes the rain organizing jet stream way up into Canada and way west out in the plains. So any rain you get will tend to be this little pop-up stuff that develops in the warmth and humidity of the afternoons. And that continues through next week. So this looks like a warm-up that has some legs. It's going to stick around for a little bit once it gets established here. And that will be, you know, I was looking the other day at spring. Something like 55 days were above normal. Only 30-some were below normal. So that may surprise folks, because we always remember these cool days. They stick out, you know, they stick out in our minds. But the fact of the matter is there were more above normal spring days than below normal days. And that would seem, again, to bolster the notion that that may be the trend we see in the summer as well.
We'll see. We'll have to check it out, but we'll certainly be feeling the heat really pretty soon here, Tom. And it's good to talk with you. I just want to say thank you for your regular Tuesday visit, and say hello to Bill Snyder too in Arizona.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you. You say hi to everybody over at radio. I miss you guys. You used to be in our building with us way back when, and I still miss seeing our radio colleagues face to face regularly. But great talking to you.
You too. I was thinking that. It's so, the media community is so tight in general. We get to see each other at different events and things like that. And
yeah.
I wonder if, with parades starting up again, if that's, you know, we get to see each other again with all that kind of stuff too. So that's cool.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. I like that.
All right,
Anna,
Tom,
you have a great day and a great week.
You too. Enjoy your Tuesday, Tom. Happy meteorological summer too, as well.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And to you as well, Anna. Thanks.
Thanks, Tom.
Take care. Bye,
Tom Skill. Bye for now. We'll talk next Tuesday.